is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Hello, hello. Welcome to All Over the Place on 91.5 in WMFO in Medford. You're just listening to Black is Black by Los Bravos, a Spanish band that famous in the... This is from 1966, so playing an oldie. And I'm joined here in the studio by my good friend, Jamie Juveler. How's it going, Jamie? Jamie's mic isn't on because I always...
There we go.
That. Okay, now Jamie's mic is on.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Okay, I am trying to reset a password while I'm talking because I am bad at remembering passwords. But while we do that, let's do some... Okay. I'm going to talk while resetting a password, hopefully. Okay. While we do that, let's talk about some announcements. What's been going on lately, Jamie? Has anything been going on?
Well, we just had a bunch of stuff. I think as far as announcements go, I don't really have anything because everything's done.
Everything's
we've gotten through the gauntlet. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say so. We last night, both me and Jamie, we performed at
and others too.
I'm sorry, it wasn't just me and Jamie. We performed at
a very short show.
We had a big showing. It was just the two of us.
It was really only us.
It was it was the Comedy Blast off.
It was mostly us.
The Comedy Blast off by the Stand Up Comedy Collective,
featuring Jamie and Dan.
Especially me.
Hosted by Aiden and John. They each introduced one of us.
Yeah, and that was pretty much the show.
That was the show. It was a very short show.
Mm-hmm.
Tight 3-minute sets. I had fun. I don't know about you, but I had a good time. That everyone who went up was good, all two of us.
I think I did well. People said I did well. The confusing thing for me was that it was just completely... It's basically like you're going up on a stage and then you just can't see...
Yeah,
the crowd at all, because it's just completely.
The lights were just so bright.
Basically I was just only able to gauge how well I was doing based on Sam's laughter. Sam
being, sitting up front.
Yeah, he has a very distinct voice. It's a very distinct laugh. Sorry, Sam.
Yeah.
Your voice is cool too, but mostly your laugh.
Sam, you're cool.
I had a couple of announcements that I was just thinking about. We'll start with as I mentioned last show, wish whatever that was. I'm on Senate, and so I thought this would be Senate meetings are usually on Sundays, so I thought okay, great time to talk about what's going on in Senate tomorrow. We've got one resolution coming up. It's for a resolution to have Hindu Urdu on campus.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I think it would be pretty cool.
Is that a person?
No, Hindi Urdu is a language.
Oh,
well,
cool.
It's two languages, they're similar
the
to
being taught
to teach the language.
Oh, wow.
I think it's pretty cool. It's gonna get passed. If anybody's listening and is really cares about this, definitely come by to Senate. I think that Senate Twitter will be update TCU Senate. I think it's at TCU Senate. Will be constantly updating to figure out when everything is. If that's the case.
So this is a brand spanking new department. Would it be
It wouldn't. It would be under Asian languages. Well, German, Russian, and Asian languages.
Oh, okay.
Combining all of those together.
Neat.
Yeah, and then you follow politics at all?
A little bit.
I just I know that this coming Tuesday, I'm just gonna
switch that ox.
Yeah,
that switch way out,
that
right out there.
Ox. And I just know that this Tuesday is gonna be a big one for the big one for politics people, because you're talking about Florida, Ohio, Illinois, all those good. Those good states.
Is this that Super Tuesday everyone's talking about, or is that a different
Super
Tuesday?
Super Tuesday was March 1st. That was
right.
The one that Massachusetts was in.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And I voted in that too, so I really should. I really should have known.
Yeah, so this will be a test for Clinton coming off of the Bernie's momentum in Michigan.
Yeah, man.
Be an interesting watch.
Heck of an upset.
Yeah, I'm just like a bystander. I don't really believe in democracy.
What do you believe in?
I believe in that, we should just elect ourselves to be our own presidents.
Oh, wow.
It's not
that's
the same
pretty
thing.
Radical.
It's not the same thing as
that sounds like anarchy.
It's not anarchy. It's everybody rules.
Not everyone can be Governor Dan.
Everybody rules well. It's just that they rule by themselves and only themselves.
Not everyone can be President Dan.
Anarchy is no government. This is just many, many governments.
This is many single-person governments.
Many single, exactly.
So it's essentially anarchy.
On the Republican side, John Kasich, he's still running. He's the Ohio governor.
He's probably my favorite.
In the polls, he's behind in his own state. So that would be very embarrassing to lose to Trump in Ohio. State. And also, I mean, Rubio in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to lose that, and it's going to be sad.
Poor Rubio. Yeah. I almost feel bad.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's all the announcements I had on my head. And also, there's also the basketball game that was tonight. Some of you might be curious. Some of you listeners might be. Some of you might be coming back from the game. And if you're coming back from the game, sorry about the loss, Tufts, and congrats, Amherst.
They lost. This was tonight.
This was tonight. It was the Elite Eight of the tournament. Mm. I know it was. I don't remember the score off the top of my head. It was like 80 something to 70 something. Mm-hmm. It was interesting for me. It's always interesting for me when Tufts and Amherst play, because I'm from Amherst. So it's like when I was back at home before I was at Tufts, I would root for Amherst, but now I'm rooting for Tufts, and it's just like interesting how team affiliations work. But anyways, I think we should get back to the music. What do you think? Let's get back to the music. Here's a song that both me and Jamie enjoy.
I'm excited. I don't know what this is.
Okay, I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just gonna have to listen.
Don't.
Okay,
don't,
no,
don't,
I'm
don't
say
you,
anything.
Don't you.
No, okay. That was what was that song, Jamie?
That was Rush with, if I remember correctly, YYZ.
Alright, is YYZ. Do you know what the YYZ is?
Yeah, it's like some sort of like area code for an airport, right?
It's the airport code for Toronto because the band Rush is
they're Canadian, eh?
They're Canadian, just like some of our other favorite Canadian artists.
just like other Canadians, they are in fact Canadian. Also, I just heard Alex Lifeson just announced that the band isn't going to do touring anymore.
Oh,
yeah, because Neil Peart he has tendonitis or something, and they want to spend time with their families, and they've been touring for 40 years. Like that's a long time. 40 years.
Yeah. I mean, they can't really do it without any of them.
Yeah, exactly. The trio, yeah. No, it's not Rush without the three of them. Although they didn't have a drummer. They had another drummer to start with. Their debut album didn't have Neil Peart on it.
Oh.
Yeah, and then they got a new drummer, and that was Neil Peart.
Neil Peart. The rest is history.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, first, yeah, and that's why the lyrics on the first album are all like not like all the other ones, because Neil Peart writes the lyrics. Right.
Yeah, no, the first album does sound a lot different from the other.
Yeah, because like Geddy Lee wrote the lyrics, and it's like it's kind of, I don't know, it has still some good songs on it.
I mean, it's almost kind of like the first couple of albums by Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah,
because those Fleetwood Mac started out as like a blues band.
Yeah, they changed a lot too. I think they changed a lot. I think Rush changed, but like not that much.
I mean, no, they started out pretty bluesy too.
I feel like they have like but like they haven't changed a whole, like if you listen to like their newest album in comparison to their older stuff, it's like they didn't really change that much. I feel like they incorporate new elements into their sound, but I'm not sure if they really changed as much as Fleetwood Mac did.
Yeah, I guess not. I mean, but they think like they definitely became very proggy, and like
Fleetwood or Rush.
Rush.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Fleetwood didn't go prog route. Yeah. That would have been an interesting.
Fleetwood doing a prog rock
an
album.
An alternate history where
that'd be interesting.
Fleetwood Mac was a prog rock band.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the story of Rush is really interesting because they put out when Neil Peart joined the band, they put out a couple albums that did pretty well, and they put out one album that did like, but they weren't having like major success, and they didn't have like. And then they put out one album, Caress of Steel, like didn't do very well, and like people just like didn't like, and a lot of people considered it to be one of their worst. And then they're just like, and so they're about to be dropped from their label. I think they had one more album on their contract, and then they were like, all right, screw it, let's just make 2112. And then they did. And then it was a huge hit. So like,
2112.
Props to Rush for sticking to their guns.
and I mean, wait, going with like 2112 as like the song, as like the album to go with, I mean, like, It's a risky move.
I haven't really given much listen to the rest of the album other than the title track, because that's a really courageous move.
The other tracks on the song are pretty good too.
Yeah, but not there. You know, yeah.
The other tracks on the song, the other tracks on the album. I mean, it's mostly just one song, but then it's not like Thick as a Brick by Jethro Tull, which is just one 50-minute song.
Yeah.
I would play on the radio, but
well, you could not
I
now.
Could do
you,
that.
I mean, you could. There's no one
eventually.
After you, so you could stretch out. What's your favorite Rush album?
I think 2112 is one. I guess it's also they have 2112 on one of the Guitar Heroes. It's just pretty
the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing, and
that's
it's
amazing.
Like they pretty much incorporate it into like the story mode, and like the story
really
mode
cool.
basically revolves around 2112.
Oh, it's so cool.
It's one of the later. It wasn't like Rush themed. It was you had to complete this quest, and it involved like a guitar. The guitar is like the important part.
I wonder if it was similar to the actual story that is 2112. Like
it's no. Like it's like it's like a boss level, but the boss level lasts like the song.
Wow!
And it's like they divide it into like each of the parts, and so like you have like the part where the intro, and then I don't really remember the order, but you know they have like the temple, the priest of the temple of Syrinx.
Yeah.
like its own part. Like each like part gets like its own like story and all that, and it's pretty cool.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, yeah. Should we get back to some more music and then
let's pull up some more tunes? We'll
get to music and then I've got a game I want to try out. I do want to try games on this show. I wasn't able to do that last semester because I had a bad time, but now in this good time when people can make it, like Jamie, can try and have some funny games on this cool Saturday night. Yeah, that's how I speak in real life. Okay. Yeah, okay. I am also very awkward in this radio, but no. Anyways. Show the music.
Cool.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to All Over the Place. You were listening to Garden Graze by Wildcat.
That's a good song. I never heard that song before.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not really sure about much about this band, but they released this album No Moon at All in 2014. So, relatively new band. I I heard this song on a TV show, You're the Worst on FX, and it's a pretty good song. So, you know, you gotta, what do you do? You soundhound it, Shazam it, and have the song, and then you, yeah, it's pretty much how it goes.
Shazam.
Yeah. I'm gonna do a PSA before I forget, because it's never good when you forget to do PSAs. That hasn't happened to me yet, but never want that.
I've forgotten a couple times.
Oh,
I should probably mention I'm also a DJ, and I trained you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to mention that. I forgot to mention that. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Jamie trained me.
I
actually.
Made you.
Yeah. He is the one that has inspired me to be the person I am today, just in every way.
Wow.
In every single way. Just from,
I thought I just trained
training,
you. But wow.
No, but you trained me not just in being a DJ, but in just living.
Oh, wow.
I
just taught you the basics of, I don't know where you're getting that from. I just taught you the basics of the studio. I don't know where you're getting all that other stuff from.
Yeah. And also, among the people that you were training in that little training family, there was also Sarah, right? And,
yes, Sarah Burton.
Well, she has a show
called High Variety Society at 7 a.m. on, I forget what day.
Was it Thursday?
I think it might be Thursday.
It's either Thursday or Tuesday, or just it's one of the T days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just remember.
Tune that out. I hear it's a pretty good show.
Yeah. Also tune out to my show, which you're doing right now.
Don't tune out. Stay tuned in.
Tune in.
Remain tuned.
Remain tuned. Okay. I'm going to do a PSA, and then we're going to get to a fun game that I invented. I'm not going to say what it is yet. Okay. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitkman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery. Or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Opening up a window over there?
Closing down a window. Yeah.
Oh, I guess... Yeah, I mean, it's like, why is it so hot? And then I completely forgot that I was wearing a... I'm wearing a jacket. Like, I was... Why is it so hot? Because it's a jacket. But, yeah. Anyways, as I said, like, trying to get fun games to be played on this show. And I came up with a little bit of something that I thought would be fun to play. The game is Dog, Cat, or Boat.
Ooh.
So let's transition into game mode, to game. It's like a game show. So, welcome back to Dog, Cat, or Boat. We are joined with our returning champion Jamie, and he has already answered a couple of questions correctly. Isn't that right, Jamie?
Oh my God, so good to be here.
Yeah. Just to remind everyone at home how this game works. Basically, I'm going to name something. It's going to be a thing. And your job is to guess if it's a dog, a cat, or a boat. Sounds simple enough. Could be actually very tough. I was looking for tough ones.
Well, I've won twice before. So
you've won twice before, but let's remember, you don't win unless you get everything else. Because there is... You got to get the grand prize. You got to get them all right.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The grand prize is as we all know, the grand prize is a free laser printer. A good laser printer.
Can it print dogs, cats, and boats?
It could print pictures of them.
Oh.
Yeah. And
it's a printer.
I mean, it's not so bad. I mean, you already won twice, so regardless, yeah, you're gonna get the consolation prize, which is a lifetime supply of air.
Oh wow.
Courtesy of God, G-O-D, Global Oxygen Depository. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Honestly, I'd just be happy with that, but I like to keep it.
Okay, so just to give an example, if I were to say canoe, you would say?
I'd say that's a boat.
That's actually a cat.
Oh.
No, it's a boat. It's a boat.
Oh, see? You got me there.
Just for Jamie, really, because nobody else can see it, unfortunately.
I can confirm to the listeners that that is
it's a
PowerPoint of a canoe.
It's like, I made a PowerPoint, and there's like a picture of a canoe there. It's a nice red canoe on the river. I'm going to try. Okay.
It looks very stable.
Yeah. You ready to start with question number one?
Yeah.
Well, question number three, technically. Yeah. Let's do it. Okay. Start off with an easier one, I think. Maybe not. Okay. Chapendos. Is it a cat, a dog, or a boat? Chapendos. I can spell it for you.
Can I have the spelling?
The spelling is S-C-H-A-P-E-N-D-O-E-S.
Can I have the country of origin?
Country of origin is the Netherlands.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. You know what? I'm gonna go with dog on this one, Dan.
You are correct. It is a dog. It is a herding and farming dog from the Netherlands. It's a nice picture of it. And a fun fact about Chapinados.
So
In 10th grade, I went on a Norwegian exchange, an external exchange trip to Norway. Uh-huh. And the family I stayed with had I had a bunch of these. Like they had four dogs in total. I can't remember how many of them were Chapinados, but a bunch of them were.
Kind of sounds like shark.
One of them was a puppy. So that was fun. They're very, very.
Kind of sounds like shark.
They're very like fuzzy, mop kind of dogs. But like,
should make a movie about it called Chapnado Nado.
Chap.
A tornado of Chapnados.
That would be fun. Okay, ready for number two.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Agin.
Agin. I'm gonna go with cat.
That okay? Do you know that one?
No.
Or you just guessed cat? I mean, it is right.
Hey.
Agin cat. It is a Greek cat, is what I wrote down. I pretty much just picked it because I found a picture of it online that shows the cat like on two legs, sitting on a chair.
Cute.
It's got like his paws on the table. I thought that was a cute picture.
Dan, I'm 2 for 2. Well, yeah. I should say Well, you know, in addition to my other...
Yeah, you're doing pretty well. I'm surprised you're doing pretty well.
Unsurprisingly,
because you're... Would you say you're more of a cat person or a dog person?
I'd say more of a boat person myself.
Yeah. No, that's actually the right answer.
Yeah, I love coming home after a long day at work and seeing my boat, you know, run up to me and give me a... Just nuzzle on my leg. I love that.
Yeah.
Love that. Love a nice boat.
Yeah. Boats are also like the most loyal of pets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, incredibly loyal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your relationship will never sink with those boats, I'm telling you.
Speaking of boats, is this a cat, dog, or a boat? A Slovansky Kuvak.
Mm.
Slovansky Kuvak.
This is tricky because usually names of dogs are... and cats are preceded by some sort of indicator of country indicator adjective.
The
country of origin? No,
the country of origin?
Just kidding.
Can you tell what the country of origin is? Slovansky Kuvak.
Whatever Slovansky is.
Slovansky.
That's not a country, is it?
No.
Okay.
Slovenia is a country, but it's not Slovenia.
Oh, is it not?
It's Slovakia.
Ah.
Slovakia.
Which is not a country. Is it a country?
Slovakia is a country.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I hear it one more time?
Slovansky Kuvak.
I'm going to go with a... this is a tough one,
It's
Dan.
Okay if you're wrong.
I just won't get the 3D printer that prints photos.
I just said it's a laser printer. I didn't say anything about
it. You said it was
3D.
I didn't say it was
3D.
I thought you said a 3D printer.
I just said laser printer.
Pretty sure you said 3D printer.
No, I said laser printer. We can go back and check it.
We'll go back and check. I might be wrong and be a big dummy, but I'm sorry if I am. I'm going to go with a dog on this one, Dan.
You're right.
Hey.
It is a dog. It is a Slovakian mountain dog. I found this one on BuzzFeed. Basically, the only description for it was, it's loyal to you and only you and only you.
Also, the audience, you know, I'm not looking at these photos. This is all,
yeah.
This is,
yeah, no,
this
no,
is 100% honest.
After the answers, I'm showing.
Right.
I
do get to see the photos.
But the photos, it's kind of a bit of a giveaway because it's, as you can see, Jamie, it's a literally a picture of like a big white dog.
See, you can tell by my reaction. That's when I look at the photo.
Yeah. But it's a dog that is loyal to you and only you and nobody else and is afraid of strangers.
Sounds like a boat to me.
Sounds like a boat. Yeah. Boats as we
sounds like
as
my we, schooner back home.
As we said before, boats are the most loyal. The only, you know, they're the most loyal pet, as I said. Yeah.
Sounds like my catamaran. Mm-hmm. My catamaran.
Oh, is catamaran a cat or a boat?
Ooh, that's
that's not one of the questions.
I wish it was, because I would get it right.
But speaking of boats and cats, is this a cat, dog, or a boat? Trimaran, or maybe it's pronounced trimaran.
Ooh, I'm going to go with boat on that one, Dan.
Wow. Did you know that one?
I did
or
not.
You're just very good at guessing, because it is.
Oh,
you are
wow.
right. It is a trimaran. I mean, it is a boat. Boat is a trimaran.
It's a boat.
Trimaran, boat, boat. Boats.
Nice.
Boats, yeah. It is just, I think it's pretty much just a general term, just like catamaran is pretty general. It's a general term for a boat that has like a main hull in like the middle, and then like two like outer like side
hulls.
I
know what you're talking about. Yeah. Can I see a photo?
I mean, this is a very cool one. This is like
one
they have
cute.
On Wikipedia. No, this one's huge.
It's so cute.
It's a big, this one's a big one.
I love
all
boats.
You have to do is look up trimaran on Wikipedia and you will see the photo.
I much prefer big boats to little boats, much as I prefer big dogs to small dogs.
Mm.
Cats and
yeah. Okay, this one's going to be very hard, I think.
Ooh, we'll see.
A falcusa.
That's a cat.
Falcus, you're just gonna say it's a cat?
It's a cat.
You don't wanna know, don't wanna hear the options? Cat, dog, or boat?
I'm still gonna say cat.
You're still gonna say cat? I'm sorry, Jamie. That's your first wrong answer.
Oh no. How long is this game?
There's a couple more.
Okay.
There's just a couple more, but
okay.
I put this one in because I don't want people to win the laser printer.
Oh no.
But
what is it?
It's a boat.
Ah,
it's a boat, but
darn it.
It's a traditional fishing boat from the town of Komiza on the Croatian island of Vis.
Oh, I don't even care anymore.
The
streak is broken.
There are two more.
Can I see a photo?
Oh yeah, you get the photo. It's just this is a
so cute.
It's a boat. It's another boat. It's like a wooden type of boat. And in the background are some Croatian countryside. Yeah. Okay. Next one. Tonkinese. Is it a cat, dog, or a boat?
A Tonkinese.
A Tonkinese.
I'm gonna stick with my gut. I'm gonna say cat again.
It is a cat this time.
Hey.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter though. Doesn't even matter.
I mean, you get
nothing.
So you're still gonna get the consolation prize.
Okay. no matter. Doesn't matter what.
Doesn't matter what you win.
No, it doesn't matter what I answered.
How much you win. I mean, it's all about. I mean, you've been doing pretty well. You only missed one.
Yeah,
I thought you would do a lot worse. So give yourself
a
pat.
What's the point? It's all or nothing.
Yeah, I mean, give yourself a pat on the back.
It's all just a big bunch of air.
I'm sorry.
I didn't even get the printer.
A Tonkinese is a cross between
so cute.
A Burmese and a Siamese.
Ah.
Two different cats.
Interesting.
To create another
cat. I sort of inferred that because of the ending in ease.
Ease. But it could also be...
I've never heard about a dog or a boat ending in ease.
A Bernese.
Python.
Bernese mountain dog.
Ooh. Oh.
Because as in like Bern, the capital city of Switzerland. There are Swiss dogs. That's not one of the options, but okay, this is the final round for all the marbles, except not all the marbles because you got one wrong, and I'm gonna remind you of
this
that.
Is for none of the
it's
marbles.
For nothing,
but all of the air.
It's all the air. Caucasian Ovcharka.
Caucasian Ovcharka. Well, let's just rule boat just right out of that right away.
You couldn't be a you can't have a
I don't think you can
boat.
Have a Caucasian boat. Unless you can, and I'm totally wrong, but it doesn't matter. Final answer.
It's dog. You got it right.
Hey.
So you only got one wrong. So there's only one.
Is there some sort
question.
Of prize for someone who gets one wrong?
No.
In their
no.
six episode win streak.
All you get to do is you get to come back another time
and
to get another shot at the laser printer. But fun fact.
Okay.
Fun fact about Caucasian Ovcharkas.
So cute.
They are giant dogs native to the Caucasus region of Russia, and they are bear hunting dogs.
Ooh.
They are huge.
Wow.
And they hunt bears.
Wow.
They are top
bears
two.
Are also huge.
These guys are vicious. Like I have like a picture of a puppy, but like
that's just a puppy.
That's just a puppy, and it's so big. I looked at pictures of them, and I was like, wow, that is scary. But yeah, okay. Just bonus round. What is a New Guinea singing dog? Is it a dog, cat, or a boat?
Trick question. That is a ferret.
No, it's just a dog. They sing.
Why do I even try?
It's okay. Thank you for playing, Jamie. You are a great sport, and for that, you still get air.
Thank you.
If you would have gotten none of them right, you wouldn't have gotten air.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
But it's okay. You got them right, so I didn't need to explain that to you.
That's not a full disclosure, buddy. Well, I'm glad I still get to breathe.
Yeah. Okay.
If anything,
I think you know? we should get back to some music. Mm. I still try to figure out the mix of both, like having music and that talk show. But yeah, gonna get to the music, and you're gonna enjoy this music because you have to.
You have to. No air for you.
No air for you.
Sinatra. 16, 12. That's cold to my heart. I go 1, 6, 1, 2. Ooh, star. 16, 12. That's a cold to my heart. I go 1, 6, 1, 2. Star.
Are you singing along to that?
Yeah.
That was a little funky tune by Wolfpack. The song is 1612, which is why they're... I actually just found this song out today, so I don't really know much about it. But yeah, I thought it was pretty nice little little ditty. Can I, yeah, I guess that's a word.
1612, year of the boat.
Yeah, that's when the boats were, no, no, I thought that was the year of the cat.
That's when the boats came.
That wasn't like a year of a cat kind of year.
Pretty sure it was year of the boat.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to get right, I think I'm going to get right to the music to give, because the idea is that, yeah, it's already 9:45, and the idea is that the guests of the show, they get to play one of their songs in the spirit of it being all over the place. To like really, like, because you know, like, there's only so much that one mind can do, but two musical minds can do a lot more wonderful things.
So much.
Yeah, so much. But yeah, let's get to the music right away. I'm not going to say anything about it. No. Jamie taught me that.
I'm shaking my head.
Yeah.
White horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he was led. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Blood ran as he cried. No money.
That was Lucky Man by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. And I felt it was kind of obligatory to do a little tribute to Keith Emerson, who recently passed away yesterday, was it? It was yesterday.
10th, if that was yesterday.
No, today's the 12th, so
yeah, a
couple days ago. Yeah, and yeah, I grew up listening. Well, not grew up, but like middle school, high school, I listened to a lot of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. So, very important.
I'd call that growing up.
You call that growing up?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fun fact about the song "Lucky Man," especially. It was Keith Emerson playing like the synthesizer at the end, and I believe it's like one of the first like uses of like the Moog synthesizer.
Yeah, the Moog.
Yeah, the Moog. Is that what it's pronounced?
I think it's pronounced Moog.
I was always pronounced Moog.
Yeah.
Anyways, Jamie, you have a song in mind that you want to play?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. Just going to...
Oh, can I type it in?
Yeah, because you can't say it.
No, of course not.
Because that would be bad.
Of course. Let's...
Because we don't want to help the pirates out? Is that why we're doing this?
Those pirates.
What? We hate pirates.
On the seas of radio. Cool. Yeah, I found it.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Bump up that fader.
Okay. Going for it. That was a great song, Jamie. What was that song?
Thank you. That was the song is called "The Rip" by the band Portishead.
Yeah.
Off their 2008 release, Third.
What kind of genre were you them under?
Well, Portishead. So they released their first two albums. All their albums were spaced ridiculously far apart. Like this one, their first two, I'd say, were more trip hop. Their first album, Dummy, was like a landmark trip hop album.
I like trip hop.
Yeah. Very similar, like Massive Attack, like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I'd say this new album, the Third, that came out in 2008, is more like art rock and jazz jazz rock, and I'd still call that trip hop electronic, but like, it's a very diverse album. And it's very sad, but good album too.
Yeah, so, I'm definitely gonna check it out. Because thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
thanks for letting me.
Yeah, we're wrapping up. Unfortunately, our time is coming to an end. But I mean, I had a really good time. I had a pretty blast. I think this was probably the most successful show I've had so far.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
oh, that's
and it's
nice
thanks
to hear.
Thanks to my trainer.
Yes.
The person who trained me.
Yeah.
Making sure that I'm doing everything right.
Yeah.
All thanks to Jamie.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. No problem. Yeah. So once again, just to close it all up. This is All Over the Place on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Radio, Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry, I was trying to mess around, but join us next week where I'll have some form of guest. Figure it out. Okay, let's close it up with some jungle. Thank you and good night.
Right on time, back by the beach. Still gonna bring the heat.